The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment of investment education. On this platform, I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Join me in welcoming Aruna Kebira. Aruna Kebira is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited, a trading license holder of the NGX. I insist that we must do association of avid shareholders together. But people don't just know the way I'm reasoning. You are not seeing what I'm saying. Otherwise, I know that after Easter and Ilia festivities, we will be converging again. We will make sure that we do not fix a meeting until after the celebration of is it Ilia? Am I correct? Okay. So please, I will tell you the date from next Sunday. Make sure that you are here. Because in some of these cases, even when we know that eventually we might not have mouth, but if we cooperate together, we can go to court and court will listen to us. We can petition the Securities and Exchange Commission and they will listen to us. If you can't fight it alone, I know what I'm trying to say. I don't stand to get anything from it per se, but let us cooperate so that at the end of the day, nobody cheats us. We go to the news that hit the market in the course of last week. MTN gets final approval to commence operation of a PSB. A PSB is a payment service bank. So according to the information, it's all over the place, actually. What you need to know is that MTN Nigeria has been granted the final approval by the Central Bank of Nigeria to operate as payment service bank. Number two, the name of MTN's payment service bank is Momo Payment Service Bank Limited. Of course, they have been doing something similar lower level. In November 2021, MTN Nigeria Communications PLC received an approval in principle from the Central Bank of Nigeria to operate as payment service bank. A letter dated April 8, 2022 from the CBN addressed to Momo PSB conveyed final approval to commence operations. I don't know, I put it to you. What does this portend for investors in MTN?
I think that will be an SPV that will drive that channel, PSB for MTN. And whether we like it or not, I will believe that MTN has actually handled every of their operation, especially in Nigeria, very well. They have the experience and they can execute it well, which means that can turn it around and make their bottom line better than it used to be for the benefit of the shareholders.
Okay, well, the price is so high, except for those who seize the opportunity of...
But the price is still going.
It will still go. All right, maybe somebody should first save for it, and then you get into it. But at the end of the day, there's a limit to how far the price will go. It will get hooked, okay? It's better as a defensive stock, actually. But you see, at any point in time, because I don't have plenty of money anyway, instead of me going to put my money in MTN because of Momo PSB, I should rather look for access and buy access at under 10 naira.
But because there are stocks that are trading 1,000, make me to believe that the movement from 200 to 100 is not an impossibility for the price of MTN.
Let us just look at it. From 200 to 1,000, there are what percentage you are an economist?
It will better your portfolio.
But let me tell you, it will better my portfolio, but it is better for me to buy access at 10 naira and hoping to get one day with all that we see that access is doing with over 700 billion naira turnover, all right, by the time they put and consolidate all this together, I can tell you before MTN gets to 200-300%, it is easier for access to get to 30 naira than...
But you not put all your money in access.
I can now decide to come to Regency Alliance. I can come to NEV. I can, because I really don't have the money. So sometimes I just need the volume Okay.
I think MTA is very defensive. It holds your portfolio. Yeah. Even in a down market, you are still not badly injured.
Okay, we got to some of the earnings report to the market last week. The first we look at today is United Capital. They brought in fantastic audited report that just building on it. Maybe one of these days, if you would come, we'll talk to Peter Ashade. He's supposed to be my friend anyway, but we have not spoken for a while. Our turnover grew by 35.02%. Profit also grew by 39.19%. Okay, and then the earnings per share moved from 28 kobo to 38 kobo. P/E ratio of 34.43 at first quarter. For you to get the probable performance well stated, you have to analyze this. Earnings yield is 2.90%. That earnings yield is actually somewhat low. Okay,
Because but the profit margin for quarter one.
But profit margin is actually very, very impressive, 51.81%. Okay, the result looks good quite well. But if we analyze this report, I don't know to see what it will look like. The earning per share might come to something in the region of 1.52 kobo, whereas audited 2021 was 1.88 kobo. P ratio, we come to about 8.6. Will you still say that this report is good?
Well, I will still say the report is good because this is just quarter one. For the fact that we've seen a result, a growth of 39% for quarter one, and we just see that it's just 19%. That analyze of 152 that you see, just 19% off what they did for quarter four. I believe that the next three quarters is just enough for them to erase that 90%. I will grow on it.
Okay, if that is what you believe, let's look at it from this end. Is there a possibility that UCAP will perform better than it did in 2021, that is, in dividend payout?
If that is their dividend payout policy and they continue in this trajectory, why not? They can make more than 1.88 kobo for quarter four in 2022.
When this result came to the market, how did you guys in the market respond to it? Because from what I can see here, the price is actually coming down.
Yes.
As at Friday, it lost 0.4%. And then looking at, it lost 0.4% on Friday. It lost 4% on Thursday. And then again, 0.7% on Wednesday of last week. But looking at the position of the indicators, it might still shed some point.
You know what? When the result was released to the market, a number of people thought that 152 kobo was quarter one earnings and not annualized. So the market took it and responded to that in that fashion. And they dropped the price to 14.15 kobo. It was when it dawned on most of the investors that it's analyzed that what they actually did was 38 kobo for the quarter. No, the rush to exit was what forced it to what is trading now.
Okay, we move, but what's now your opinion about UCAP Bible?
At this price, I think it's Bible, not in wait for quarter two, not in wait for quarter three, if you are taking position for year end.
Right. But my suggestion would be, well, if you are taking position for year end, that means you are relatively a medium term holder. But what about for short-term investors?
We might not see a volatility because since markdown, it has been trading within this 13 naira, 40 naira.
We move straight to Living Trust Mortgage Bank, PLC. In this company, for their unaudited report for the first quarter 2022, there was a growth of 99.63% in turnover. And then the bottom line grew by 145.12%. Earning per share grew from 2 kobo to 5 kobo. The price at 1.24 kobo. P ratio 25.09. Earnings yield 3.99%. Profit margin 49.16%. This industry seems to be making money.
quietly.
But nobody seems, because if you look at the price performance of companies in this industry, I don't want to say they are comatose, but they are just inactive.
I think it's because of antecedent. They have not been a relative performance or relative payment of a dividend that wow the market, that would draw attention to that subsector. I think what we are just seeing now, they just begin to bring their head up. That is what we are saying, because what we are looking at 2021 against 2020. So by the time this performance continue, the market will be forced to look at their direction.
Don't you think that one of their problems is that there's even not the float? So this kind of equity, if you look at this result and you, because of that, go to invest your money in, by the time you see the good report and you want to bail out, it might be pretty difficult.
Well, it could be, but even when the float is not there, like we saw in Academy, if a stock perform, if without the float, there could be 100,000 every day to either move the price up, to move the price down. I don't think it's because of that subsector that I did, like I said, there have been no news, significantly.
So the same thing is Infinity Trust Mortgage Limited.
The two of them
must
perform
their
well.
Name be similar. One is Living
Trust.
One is Infinity. What is Infinity? What is Living?
Because they are in mortgage, so they need to tell you that you should trust them.
Okay, from Infinity Trust and their Living Trust, which one do you think is better? Not looking at the name, but their performance.
No, I think Living Trust, if you look at the performance, 131% performance in growth significantly in their interest income, then they just told you that it is managerial efficiency. And that is listed on the main board, while the other one is listed on the growth board.
And incidentally, the price of Infinity is even still relatively higher than that of Living Trust, which suggests that Living Trust looks more viable.
Because of the board that they even are and even the performer. I believe that by the time we'll be looking at this, we might even see it as one of the top gainers, because this is a very exceptional performance.
Okay, now we go to Union Bank, though we know that Titan has been announced as the preferred majority shareholder of this company. But then, if someone is taking over you, does that mean that you should now stay back and now be performing woefully? 8.05% growth in their turnover, right? And then the profit after tax against a COVID year, yet declined by 9.39% from 64 kobo to 58 kobo. Okay, PE ratio 10.67. That PE ratio is not bad. I think it's because the price has not really done well too. Earnings yield 9.37%, profit margin 9.54%. Big, strong, reliable. Are they still so?
They might not be big, but they could be strong and reliable. The big might be because of this result. The big might be downplayed by the result, but they could be strong and reliable.
Okay. So, any news about when Titan Bank is taking over fully?
Much has not been heard concerning that, but the only thing I noticed that in the extraordinary general meeting held on March 29, 2022, all the resolutions as contained in the notice were all approved by the shareholders.
Thank you so much, Aruna, for your time and for the knowledge you have shared with us so far. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. All right, we got to go until when we shall be coming your way again on the same platform. And I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabolijo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.